Fiona Ritchie here, glad you're with me as we'll be joined by John Doyle, Irish guitarist, singer, songwriter and producer who now makes his home in North Carolina. John Doyle is my guest this week on The Thistle and Shamrock. Welcome.
All you lads of high renown that like to drink strong ale that's brown, I plucked a lofty pheasant down with powder, shot and gun. I and five more a-poaching went to get some game was our intent. Our money it been gone and spent, we'd nothing else to try. But a keeper here does fiery gun, and quickly to the spot he run, and swore before the dying sun that one of us shall die. Well, the bravest lad amongst the lot, 'twas his misfortune to be shot. His memory ne'er shall be forgot as long as we have life. For help he cried, but it was denied. He rose again to join the fight, while down upon his gallant breast the crimson blood did flow. Deep was the moon that the keeper gave, no mortal man his life could save. He now lies sleeping in his grave until the judgment day.
He has a rhythmic guitar style like no other, and from his album Wayward Son, with the gallant poacher, that was John Doyle. Born in Dublin, John now makes his home in Asheville, North Carolina. Apart from his own solo work, he's played with Solace for 4 years. He often records and tours with fiddler Liz Carroll, and he's produced and appeared on dozens of albums by other artists. We're going to hear all about it as John Doyle is my guest this week. Yourself from Dublin to end up in North Carolina?
Oh my god, that's a long story. I think when I was doing a lot of music in Dublin and playing away there and, you know, doing on our tour, and I was playing with a girl called Susan McKeown, who I'm sure you know, and she went over, she got a scholarship for this FAME school, and she went over there, and so I joined her maybe about 6 months later, and I went for 3 months, and I ended up being 15 years there. Typical, you know, typical story. So I ended 10 years in New York City, loved, and then I went down, I was doing tours with Solace, and I ended up going down to North Carolina and seeing Asheville, and I loved Asheville. It was a fantastic spot right in the heart of the Smoky Mountains, and I just ended up moving down there, so like 2001 or something.
And of course Asheville, physically, it's a wonderful setting, but then there's a music scene there that would appeal a lot to you as well.
Well, it's kind of like one of the few places that has kind of it seems like it has an indigenous music to it, so it has, you know, old-timey music, you know, because a lot of hippies kind of went down there in the late 60s, 70s and kind of set up shop because it was very cheap to live and they could afford it, and a lot of artists. And so it became this community that lived there. And so when I went down in 2000, it was already, you know, it's a fantastic spot.
And you've embraced some of the music as well, and one of the great native sons of North Carolina being Doc Watson, you recorded one of his songs, and you've found yourself drawn into a little bit of the sound of the old-timey music and the songs of those mountains.
You can't help but be influenced by it, you know, and like playing with Tim O'Brien and playing with Dirk Powell and all these great musicians, Bruce Molsky and those, you get a feel for it, you know, and you get this a taste for the music, and it has this quality that Irish music does and doesn't have, you know. There's a darkness to it, and all, you know, and it's a joy as well. It has the full, you know, encompassing effect, emotion.
Sadie, and I shot her down, run right home and I went to bed, 44 pistol laid under my head. I began to think of what a deed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I ran, made a run just a little too slow, they overtook me in Jerry. At a door, a ring of the bell, upsteps the sheriff from Thomasville. Said, "Hey man, is your name Lee Brown? Remember the night you blew Sadie down?" Oh yes, my name is Lee. I murdered pretty Sadie in the first degree in the second degree. Got any papers? You can read them to me. Me downtown, they dressed me in black, they put me on a train and they brought me back. Had no one to go to my bail, they locked me up in the county jail. And the judge and the jury, they made her stand, the judge held his papers in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to win a ball and strike. I shot her down, run right home and I went to bed, 44 pistol laid under my head.
I'm sure you've heard it, you know, this, but like, you know, when you hear all these old time songs and you hear the correlation between child ballads or some of the early Irish songs, you know, like Bun Clody and, you know, Pretty Sarah, for example, would be a classic example of one where, you know, you have, you know, I'll be singing one version and then I'll hear their song and go, well, it's the same song, you know, only separated by 100 years, you know, and an ocean. Hearing these same themes and the same music, you'll hear the mountain road in a tune, you'll hear, you know, all these various different tunes, and then they might have the A part in the Irish form or the Scottish form, and then the B part is, you know, crooked, you know, and I love that, you know, I love that, the idea that I kind of came over and kind of morphed into something completely different.
Jack Dolan was his name, of poor and honest parents. He was born in Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's only joy, and dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. He was scarcely 16 years of age when he left his native land and through Australia's sunny climes. A bushranger he roamed. He robbed those wealthy squatters. Their stocks he did destroy. And a terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. So come along, the hearties, we'll roam the mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll get aboard a plane. We'll scorn the living slavery, bow down an iron chain. One, the staring youth commenced his wild career with a heart that knew no danger, no foeman did he fear. He held up the Beechwood mail coach and he robbed George McAvoy, who trembled and gave up his gold to the wild colonial boy. One day as he was walking the mountainside along, listening to those pleasant birds, their clever laugh and song, of the Rosary Mountain troopers, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy, and swore that they would capture him, the wild colonial boy. So come along, the hearties, we'll roam the mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bow down an iron chain. Can't you see we're 3-1? Surrender now, Jack Dolan, or your life will not be long. Jack took a pistol from his belt and shook it up on high. Will I fight but not surrender, says the wild colonial boy. He fired a trooper, Kelly, and he brought him to the ground. But turning round to Davis, he received a mortal wound. All shattered through the jaw, he lay still firing at Fitzroy. And that's the way they captured him, the wild colonial boy. So come along, me hearties, we'll roam the mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bind down an iron chain. So come along, you rebels, we'll roam the mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. Scorn to live in slavery, bow down an iron chain.
Someone else who'd appreciate the roots of a lot of these old songs and ballads would be your dad, who's quite a resource for songs himself and has been a great source of inspiration for yourself.
He never actually literally taught me any songs. I was always wondering why that was. But we learned it kind of through osmosis, you know, through kind of hearing him and his joy of learning songs and going out and singing. And he didn't sing all that much. We used to go out and see my grandfather playing. He used to play the accordion, and my father would go in, you know, in Sligo as well, and we'd all listen to him, you know, because we spent our holidays there. And so I think it was from there that, you know, hearing that love of the music and hearing those songs, you know, old traditional songs, old translations of Irish songs, and hearing that and saying, well, you know, from the years of 8 on, I loved traditional music, and I think mainly because of that. And I never really kind of delved into other stuff because I always felt that that was part of what I was.
Closed up Banbridge town in the county down on an evening in July. Down alone in sweet came a girl so neat, and I smiled as she passed me by. She looked so bright with a step as light as the lap of a springtime hare, and I closed me eyes in a deep surprise to make sure I was really there. From Scrabo Hill to Lissnadill and from Cumber to Newry town, no girl so neat as the damsel sweet that I met in the county down. She'd an eye as lush as a clucking thrush, and such light in her nut-brown hair. And the words I had in me mouth went mad, and I stood with me heart all square. As she onward sped, sure I shook me head, and says I to a passer-by, "Who's that girl so neat with the twinkling feet?" And I waited for his reply. From Stabo Hill to Lisnadill, and from Cumber to Newry Town, there's no girl so neat as the damsel sweet that I met in the county down. But next day I made my way, and along came the lovely flower. At the charming sight my heart took flight, like a lark at the midday hour. But I stood me ground, and I quickly found, on my smile she in no way frowned. At such words I said, "I will soon be wed to the flower of the county down. From Scrabble Hill to Lisnadill, and from Cumber to Newry Town, there's no girl so neat as the damsel sweet that I met in the county down. From Scrabble Hill to Lisnadill, and from Cumber to Newry Town, there's no girl so neat as the damsel sweet, she's the flower of the county down."
You've worked with him to produce an album of his songs and his singing. What was that like for you?
Like taming a wild beast. It was like it's really funny working with your father. I think with your family. I totally enjoyed it. I enjoyed every minute of it. But when you'd get into the studio, you know, he's a real traditional singer, so he would sing it once. And I would go, "Well, maybe we could do it again one more time." And he'd maybe, you know, adhere to that once. And then all I'd ever get out of him was three times. You know, he'd give me the look, you know, the family look. You know, okay, I won't go anymore. So the idea of producing him was pretty funny, you know. But he really enjoyed it, because we went down to Louisiana and went to Dirk Powell's place down there. And, you know, my mother and father came there. So they had a ball, you know, down by the bayou there in Lake Martin, you know. They went for walks. They didn't know, they didn't realize they were like right beside alligators. They go for 4 miles of a walk, you know, right beside the Lake Martin there, and there's like alligators right along the whole way. And then they'd come back, you know, and you know, say, "Oh, we had a lovely walk, you know." And then Dirk would say, "Well, you know, the alligators can actually run faster than you."
I have drunk ale from the country of the young, and weep because I know all things now. I have been a hazel tree, and they hung the pilot star and the crooked plough among my leaves in times out of mind. I became a rush that horses thread. I became a man, a hater of the wind, knowing one out of all things alone, that his head may not lie on the breast, nor his lips on the hair of the woman that he loves, until he dies. O beast of the wilderness, bird of the air, must I endure your amorous cries? Thank you.
The Glad Eye, The Journeyman, The Wayward Son, from his album Wayward Son, John Doyle, who is my guest on Thistle this week. And you heard singing from his father, Sean Doyle. Hear how John developed his guitar style, left-handers take note, and hear him play with Tim O'Brien, Solace and Liz Carroll. John Doyle stays with us for the rest of our programme. Make sure you do too. And remember to check online for programme playlists and our podcast at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. Fiona Ritchie still with you, along with guitarist, singer, songwriter and producer, my guest, John Doyle.
Started as a bet to see if I could play the guitar or not, and you know, I won the bet. But from that moment, I really got enthused by it, to say the least. You know, I was obsessed by it. The idea that I was listening to on the folk side, on the English folk side, I loved Martin Cardy, I loved Richard Thompson, Nick Drake, John Martin on the Scottish side. You know, like. And I listened to all these very closely to see how they were playing and what tunings they were in. But the thing was, I played upside down for two and a half years. I hadn't my own guitar, I had my father's guitar. So I played upside down. And so from playing and from strumming upside down, I had to go on the upbeat first because I had to go move up.
This is because of your left-handedness?
Yes, my left-handedness, yes. Right. And so I would go on.
We just don't want people to think you were standing on your head.
Yeah, I'll just change it around for the crack. So I had to go up, down to up, from the bass to the treble, you know. And so that kind of created this kind of upbeat to a degree when I finally turned the guitar around, you know. So that was one reason why I played the way I play, a solid upbeat. And then the other thing is I would listen to Artie MacLean as well on the Irish side, Artie MacLean and Paul Brady and all the you know, Dahi Sproul and Micheál O'Donnell, all these great players. And then from that, you just eventually get your own style of playing. You never really stop developing a style, or at least maybe you shouldn't. You know, you keep on learning from people. So when I went to hear old timey music, it changed again a little bit. When I played with Tim, it changed a little bit again. Mm-hmm. You know, because you have to change and kind of fit in with certain things. Not play bluegrass. I can never play that way, mm-hmm. But I could play a certain way, and so I kind of find a middle ground. We'll be right back.
Change in adaptation has been the hallmark of your career, really, because that's a lot of what you do. I mean, you've played for years with Solas, and we came to understand what you're doing really first through their albums. But since then, you've played on really countless other people's albums, produced other people's albums, and that's really been what your career has been about in recent times, has been working with just loads of different people.
Yeah, I love that. I love music. And I really do think that a family of musicians, never mind the world, but like a family of musicians that I am part of, they are family to me, you know, because I travel so much, I meet people on the road all the time, and you know, when you see them, it's like seeing your brother, it's like seeing your sisters, you know, like they have this kind of thing, and you have a few days with them, you know, like, and hang out and have fun and whatever. And then, you know, when you produce someone or when you play with somebody, you're kind of speaking a vocabulary between the two of you, you know. And I love that feeling of collaboration. And I think if I was in one thing for any long period of time, I would just get bored, you know. You know, I don't know if I could do it. Because I like the idea of being able to learn music and being able to have that wide range of feeling through music.
One conversation, musical conversation that we've enjoyed eavesdropping on has been the one between you and Liz Carroll in recent times, and it's just lovely to hear the conversation between yours and her instruments. It seems as though, well, you can just tell by listening to the music that you're both enjoying it greatly. Maybe you can tell us a bit about that collaboration.
Well, I love Liz. Liz is one of my favourite people in the world, and it's not only is she like as close to a genius as I can think of as far as music is concerned, you know, she really is. So when you play with her, you have to be aware at all times of what's going on, you know, and when you play her tunes and when she brings out a new tune, you know, she's very pointed in what she needs as far as what I would bring. And then I can bring in stuff, other stuff. And so we have this kind of communication between the two of us in that way, that we know, you know, you know, the only time we ever would have an argument is when we're in the studio, you know, because we all have definite opinions about it. So, but on the road, like, it's the most hilarious time we'd have. You know, you've interviewed Liz, so you know something always goes on with her, you know, and it's great crack, you know. session anywhere, it's a good chance you'll hear a Liz Carroll tune.
Yeah, the Young Scottish Traditional Musician of the Year Awards that are held annually at Celtic Connections, one of the finalists also included a Liz Carroll tune. And again, just to know that the music is percolating down to the upcoming generation as well. Obviously, her music's just become part of the scene totally. We look forward to, you know, more Wayward Sons, also your production work, and, you know, no doubt our paths will cross here or over there. So good luck with it all. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks a million, Fiona.
Liz Carroll's Lost in the Loop with John Doyle on guitar. And John's been my guest this week. Hope you've enjoyed his company as much as I did. He joined the band Solace again in 2006 for their 10th anniversary reunion concert. More from that recording still to come here on the Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our radio programme comes to you from Scotland. It's a thistleradio.com production. We post programme playlists on our website each week. Just check until you see this week's one, John Doyle. And playlists are also archived from previous week's programmes as well. It's all on thistleradio.com, where you can download ThistlePod, hear special music features and share your music recommendations with other listeners. Get involved at thistleradio.com. And if you'd like us to send you a programme playlist, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope marked for programme number 1300, John Doyle, to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina, 28106. From Solace Reunion with John Doyle on guitar. Join me same time next week for more great music. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie and is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. From the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Pew Charitable Trusts, working to rebuild fisheries and preserve the coastal communities of the United States at pewtrusts.org, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. This is NPR Music.